CTV18.com Market Buzz Podcast, brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock trading platform.
Hello and welcome to the CNBC TV18 Market Podcast. I'm Ekta Patra here to tell you all the cues and news you need to watch out for in trade today. Well, we did end 2021 on a high note. So we had the Sensex, which rose around 440 odd points, Nifty, which was up around 150 odd points, and the Nifty Bank, as well as the Midcap Index, which was up around 1%. In terms of flows, we had the FIIs, which net bought around 575 odd crores, the IIs that net bought around 1165 crores on Friday's trading session. But remember, participation as a whole was lower, but we do expect participation to pick up because it is a big event week. We have the Fed minutes on Wednesday, the US jobs report on Friday, the advanced estimates for FY22 GDP for India on Friday, and we have a whole host of Q3 earnings starting next week as well. In terms of other cues, we have the COVID-19 cases surging in India due to Omicron, but it is very important to note that hospitalizations remain low. So a quick example is around 8,063 new COVID cases were detected in Mumbai on Sunday, but 89% of them were asymptomatic. Delhi, 8,717 beds out of 9,024 beds are vacant. In terms of global cues, the US markets dipped on the final day of trade. Asia is largely quiet at this point in time, and the SGX is indicating a bit of a softer start. Do watch out for the macros as well, because we have the auto sales, the core sector for November, which came in at 3.1% versus 8.4% month on month. The current account deficit for Q2, which came in at $9.6 billion versus a surplus of $6.5 billion Q&Q. And the fiscal deficit, which came in at 46.2% of the budget for April to November versus 135% year on year. Well, those are a couple of cues you need to watch out for in trade today. This is Ekta Patra signing off on this market podcast, brought to you in association with Bombay Stock Exchange. Have a good trading session and wish you a happy new year as well.